Last week, President Donald Trump signed an executive order he says will protect America and its borders. It's an action that some Americans support, but has also brought thousands out in protest, a rebuke from President Obama, and the termination of Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, who said her office wouldn't defend the restrictions placed on seven predominantly Muslim nations. Site Intelligence Group wrote that jihadists commented on President Donald Trump's order, stating that it revealed America's hatred towards Muslims. The White House says the restrictions are about safety. But will the Islamic State group use it for recruitment? Speaking on Skype, RAND Corporation's senior political scientist, Jonah Blank.
ISIL, otherwise known as ISIS, Daesh, some call it the Islamic State, has already been using this, and its adherents have been using this in a variety of social media.
Can it work? Scott Stewart, VP of Tactical Analysis from the Texas-based think tank Stratfor, says on Skype.
If we really look at what the U.S. has been doing, over the last, 15 years now, as far as being engaged in combat, I really don't think that in the long run this is going to be that much of an effective thing.
The Islamic State group has tried expanding into Asia, specifically Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation, as well as the southern Philippines. On Skype, the director for the Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Greg Poling, says,
The thing that IS has that previous terrorist organizations didn't is social media and YouTube and the ability to help kind of self-radicalize folks. And we've seen that in a number of small-scale terrorist attacks over the last couple of years in those countries. This could potentially be a little more fuel thrown on that fire.
Poling says nations are concerned about self-radicalization, but also about what happens if IS is defeated and all the fighters return home. And yet,
at the end of the day, the more people from another country that come to the U.S., experience U.S. culture, make friends and people-to-people connections here, the better off we are. Even if the world's most populous Muslim nations like Indonesia and Pakistan aren't included in any ban, if they perceive that they're not welcome and therefore start sending students to the U.K. or Australia instead, that's bad for the U.S.
For VOA News in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.